Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown Financial Ministry CEO Chuck Bentley. And for those of you who are new to Money Life, you know, our goal is to bring you solid biblical insights on the most important financial issues facing you and your family today. And we're going to do that by helping you learn how to make money, how to spend it wisely, and then how to use those resources to fulfill God's purposes in your life.
You know, Dave, when it comes to using our resources to fulfill our life purpose, I immediately think of the stat that I read recently that nearly 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their job. That's 70%. That's amazing to me and extremely disturbing, because when you read a stat like that, you're saying this is an epidemic. And we spend most of our waking hours at work. I mean, it's a huge part of our life. And to think that you're miserable, well, it's really just tragic. And if you're listening today and you would count yourself as a part of that 70%, I want you to be sure and stay with us, because this broadcast is going to really help you. And if you have to miss even a portion of it, you can hear it again by going to crown.org. And so today we're going to share a resource with you that can help you determine if the job you're in is a fit for you, or perhaps what job would best fit you. And even if you're not in the job market yet and you're still trying to decide on an educational path, it can even help you with a college major. It's called Career Direct. And Career Direct is a simple online assessment tool that will help you to determine what's your personality, your interest, your skills and abilities, and your values. And it gives you a very clear snapshot of who you are. I think one of the great tragedies is going through life pretending to be somebody else. And there's a lot of pressure to be somebody else, because our definitions of success oftentimes are very, very narrow. But I believe God calls us to be who He made us to be, so we can be successful in His eyes, pleasing Him and Him only, and getting rid of this pressure that we have to do something that the world would deem as a success. I know for Ann and I, we've used this tool to help our boys discover how God made them, and we've discussed it with them. We've affirmed their strengths. We have confirmed some of their weaknesses and really encouraged them on their path in life.
Well, Chuck, our in-studio guest today is Betty Noble, and she is a resident expert on this Career Direct assessment tool.
Well, Betty is on staff at Crown, and she spent years helping people discover their unique calling from God through the use of this award-winning career assessment tool we're going to talk about today.
Well, we'll take a short break, and when we return, we'll meet Betty Noble. You're listening to Money Life, and we'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Betty, welcome to Money Life. It is great to have you on the program today.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I'm glad to be here.
I know that our listeners would be blessed to learn a little bit about you. Tell us something about your background in education, Betty.
Well, I have an undergraduate degree in math and psychology. Didn't know really what I wanted to do, but I went into a program that used both PhD program in industrial organizational psychology that is heavy on math, but used my need to help people and work with people as well.
And you're just a thesis or a semester shy of the PhD?
I have coursework toward the PhD. I finished my master's and did some work toward my PhD.
And helping people discover what they're supposed to do in life has been your passion for years, hasn't it?
It really has. Since I was a senior in college and received that kind of help myself, that gave me some direction.
So who should be listening? If they're tuning in right now, who should be listening to what we're going to talk about?
Well, we first think of high school students that are trying to decide whether to go to college or where to go to college, college students that are trying to decide on their major, college students that are graduating and have a major and a degree but don't know what they're supposed to do, people already in their careers, people in midlife that are trying to decide what to do with the rest of their life, retirees that are trying to decide how to use all the gifts and skills that they've acquired over a lifetime to really further the kingdom.
I remember in my own life driving down the highway in Dallas, Texas, where I lived at the time, and listening to Larry Burkett talk about Career Direct. And he used to say over and over that we're all as unique as a snowflake and that we need to find out what God made us to do and then go and do that. And I remember thinking, I do need to do that. I was one of those. And Career Direct was a big part of that and my own discovery with my kids, and I can't wait to talk about it. But tell us a little bit about Career Direct. What is it, and how is it supposed to be used?
Well, you're right that Larry had that vision, and he actually was the one that started it. He said, you know, we've got to help people understand how God made them. And so Career Direct was developed from the ground up, not based on any other assessment. It's an original assessment. It measures critical elements that are needed to decide on your career. You need to know your personality, your strengths and weaknesses, your interest, you know, what's really your passion, what you really are interested in, your skills and abilities, and how they can be used, and the values that you have, what you expect out of your work, what's important to you in your work environment, and your life value. What is it that you want to do with your life? What is your purpose? All those things go together to making a good career decision.
Well, and Career Direct also measures what level of spiritual interest you have as well, which makes it a unique tool.
It really does. It's based on biblical principles of work, and there's a bunch of them in the Bible. In fact, the Career Direct assessment report starts out with a biblical basis of work. It's right in there in print with the biblical verses that support that.
Well, Betty, some people really make some mistakes when they're trying to choose a career. What are some of the most common mistakes people make when they go out there and look for the right job for themselves?
Well, many people just take the first job that's offered. They're desperate for a job. They want to work, and they just take whatever comes first.
I've done that.
A lot of us have. Some of them based it on salary, you know, what job offered the most money. Did it have a good title? That's a very frivolous way of making a job decision, but, you know, that happens. Just because management offers it doesn't necessarily mean it's the best job for you. That's another reason. What your parents do. Many of us pick jobs because that's what our parents did and we're familiar with it. So it's a comfortable kind of thing. Sometimes people pursue a career because their parents wanted to do that, but they weren't able to do it. And so they really pushed their children to do what they were unable to do, their unfulfilled dream. And sometimes you have the minimum ability to do a bunch of different jobs, and sometimes people take a job just because they could do it. That doesn't mean it's the best thing or what really drives their passion.
I've also seen in my experience that sometimes really gifted people struggle because they can do so many things, and they have a difficulty narrowing it down. So how do we make good career decisions?
Well, the best way is to clarify your purpose in life. That's not always easy, but, you know, really studying the Word, praying, getting confirmation and feedback from the Lord on different directions and different ideas that you have. Investigate several occupations that fit your talents and personality. You know, just check them out. You know, go find, shadow somebody, find out what people are doing. Choose your initial destination and develop a plan to get there. Developing a plan once you decide is as important as deciding. And as you go along, learn to manage your career. There are adjustments that can be made along the way that are important to getting in the right track. You may not start exactly in the right place, but work toward getting there. And keep on learning. Keep on developing learning new things as you go along throughout your life. It's a lifelong process, and really refine your career as you go along.
You know, there's some real common sense things that people can do that are listening today. One thing you might do is just ask yourself the question, what makes you come alive? And however you answer that is some general idea of the direction you ought to be going. And I've got friends in midlife right now that are going through career transitions, Betty, and they're trying to decide, what should I do? And so I start with that question. And I love the quote by Aristotle, who said, when you're trying to figure out your life purpose, simply do best what you do best for the good of others. And I just love that. It sounds so simple, but sometimes it's hard to figure out what we do best, where we can make our greatest contribution. And this tool is designed to help people see themselves, to look in the mirror and to see exactly what it is that God wired them to do. Tell us just a little bit, Betty, about how it works. How do I take this assessment?
Well, it's very easy. Our online version that is our most recent is especially easy. You go online, you register, and the questions are right in front of you. It takes you through personality type questions, through work activities, different occupations, interests, skills and abilities, and requires you to prioritize your work outcome values, your work environment values, and your life values.
You're listening to Money Life. We're talking to Betty Noble about how to use the Career Direct Assessment Tool. When we come back, we're going to continue on how you can find what God made you to do and then what to do after that. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Betty Noble, and we're talking to Betty about Career Direct, our online assessment tool, and how it can help you determine what are your talents, abilities, and gifts, how God wired you to really fulfill your purpose in life. I remember Larry talking about his concern that people were not good stewards of the talents that God had given them. And there's something so liberating when you can just come alive and be exactly what God made you to be and avoid getting put in a trap or in a box. And Betty, there's some real practical ways that people can use Career Direct, even if they're already employed and they like where they are. What are some of the ways you've seen people use it?
Well, it really helps to identify your strengths and weaknesses. It prioritizes and gives you your top interest, you know, what you're really interested in, and identifies, you know, what you're really good at. But it forces you to prioritize what's important: your life purpose, your life calling, your work environment, what's important to you, and your work outcome. It really makes you look at the whole picture, and then it gives you the tools to help research that, how to go from the assessment actually to the database of all occupations. Really helps you find what is involved in all those occupations, what they require. If you're already in an occupation, it may help you to fine-tune, okay, what aspect of this job am I especially good at that I can use to not just fulfill my calling, but to help the company or the organization that I'm a part of to be even better.
Yeah, I had a friend who called me recently and said, Chuck, you seem to just love what you get to do. And I said, well, in fact, I do. I get to get up every day and love what I get to do, what God made me to do, because I'm pursuing that with all my heart. And he said, well, I'm miserable in my career. I'm miserable. And I said, well, what are you doing? He said, I'm in customer support, and I can do it, but I'm not happy at it. And I said, well, take the Career Direct assessment online, come over for dinner, and I'll talk it through with you. Well, it turned out he was wired to be in sales. And I looked at him, and I said, no wonder you're miserable. You want to be out there making it happen, not trying to fix it after it's happened. And he said, you're right. And I said, no, you're right, because the tool's telling you that. And I said, go back and show your boss and ask for him a job in sales. And that's exactly what he did. And that's one of the really practical ways the tool helps us see sometimes we're just in the wrong place, in the wrong role within the organization. Now, what about college graduates, Betty? Kids who are just now getting out of school, they're trying to decide where to go and what to do. How can this tool help them?
Well, they can take the detailed report section that gives them access from their interest point to different occupations, to the ONET database, which is the Department of Labor database. We have added Christian jobs that are related to those secular jobs so that you have some connect if you're going into full-time Christian ministry or you think that that's what you want to do, so that you can connect those job occupations and what is involved in those jobs and connect them to a Christian application.
You know, Betty, many colleges use this tool already. Tell us about some of the students that have used the tool and benefited in their career choices.
Well, there are many, many stories. We get them all the time from those that are coming into college undeclared. Colleges really drill down with them using Career Direct and help them to identify what their college major should be. When they're getting ready to graduate, the same thing. You re-look at what your profile is, what it's telling you in view of what you've majored in and what you've chosen, and use that to go out and do your job searches, to look at jobs that are connected specifically with what you have studied. There was one young woman that was not knowing what she wanted to do, took Career Direct in her sophomore year, found that she was particularly gifted in math and accounting, took all the courses she could in her community college, then went to the major university, went into an accounting track where she got her master's degree. She did an internship with a company that loved what she did and hired her after she graduated. And she's been there 2 years, and she feels very confident and very secure in the fact that she's doing exactly what God wired her to do. And he led her through that process. And the good news is, too, that she was able to work along the way, and she graduated debt-free.
Well, you know, Betty, the tool is not a test. It's not whether it's right or wrong. It just tells you really how God wired you, the intricacies of your own internal workings based on your personality, your interest, your skills, your values. And then you can kind of look at yourself. And one of the things that we've done with our own children is we've talked it through with them. We've looked at their assessment and said, here's some of the things that we see, and tried to affirm where they were strong and also confirm where they were weak. And sometimes we don't want to admit our weaknesses. We don't want to really see that we're just not capable of doing it, although we may like it or be attracted to it. And so the tool can save us a lot of heartache and a lot of grief. I know that for my children, even looking back, one of them took it 6 years ago. It's still exactly spot on how he's wired. And we'll get it out some days and look at it and almost chuckle, because he's just living it out the way God designed him, and he's pursuing the things that he's really, really good at. So it's been a wonderful tool for our family. Remind us one more time, Betty, if I want to take the assessment, how do I do that?
You go to our website, crown.org, and there are links to careerdirectonline.org, which is the Career Direct website, and register. It's all the information is right there. It takes about an hour. It's very easy to do, and you get all this information all in one assessment, which is rare. It usually takes two or three different assessments to get all this information.
Betty, thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life with Crown Financial Ministries CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, we really only scratched the surface on this powerful assessment tool. And I'm sure that we've probably raised not only some interest, but maybe even some potential questions from our listeners as well. One question that comes to mind is this. If you find that your assessment confirms you're in the wrong job, what do you do?
First, let me say, don't make any rash moves. Don't just up and say, well, I'm going to jump out there and do something because the assessment says it. Always pray. Always seek godly counsel. Share the results of your assessment with someone you trust who knows you well, who will give you honest feedback about it. And just ask them, is this what you see in me? And then second, look inside your current company first. Your employer would rather keep you than replace you. And really, your employer is a steward of your gifts and talents. So if they understand what your gifts and talents are, ask them, be a steward of me, of what God's made me to be, so you can get my very, very best. I think they'll love you for that. And don't forget, sometimes if you're miserable at work, it is easier to change your attitude than it is your job. I grew up with that saying. My dad always said, son, check your attitude first, because maybe the misery is coming from within your own heart. And then third, if your counsel says this and you've prayed about it and your current job situation is just one that you know you've got to change, it's not going to get any better with time, don't abandon your current job prior to securing your new job. I grew up with the saying, it's always easier to get a job when you've got one. And, you know, we tried to connect the dots, build the bridge into the next opportunity before I just up and quit. So whatever you do, don't just quit what you're doing today and presume upon God for your future employment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you take the Career Direct Assessment and you've got questions about it, send those to us at chuckbentley@crown.org, and we will put those before Betty, and possibly we'll be able to answer your questions on the air in a future broadcast. Also, there's some of you who've already used an assessment tool like Career Direct, and you've started to go in the direction of life that confirms this is where God wanted you to go, and you're experiencing that joy, just that feeling unencumbered, unhinged to fulfill your potential in life, what God made you to be. I'd love to hear your story. I'd love to share it with our listeners so that they too can be encouraged, because it's a scary time in your life to make that step towards saying, I've been somebody else. Now I'm going to be who God made me to be. We want to go on that journey with you.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And right now, for a very limited time, we are offering the hard copy version of Career Direct at a 50% discount. Now, you can find out more on the complete pricing and ordering details at our website at crown.org. Now, tomorrow, credit cards. Don't be fooled by those low introductory offer rates. Know what the fine print says before you sign up. We'll talk about understanding credit card offers and share with you the top credit cards to consider if you're in the market for a new credit card. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.